Now time for our Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat here on KNZA, final one of 2023. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Brandon Tabman joined by the Cause girls basketball coach, that is Joey Franzetta, coming off a win Tuesday night at home against Jefferson West, 44-36 the final. Cause now 3-1. Of course, Coach, you came off the Paola tournament winning 2 out of 3 last week, and now you dive into the first Big 7 league matchup of the year. At home, rivalry against the Tigers, up and down for sure, but ultimately you guys pull it out. Had to be pleased with how your team was able to hold on and get that win.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Obviously kind of tried to throw it away there in the fourth a little bit, but no, it was a good win. That's about as good of a win over a really good team. I mean they return everyone from a really solid group last year. I mean, obviously they kind of ran into some injuries and everything, but I mean, listen, when you return every kid that played on a team, I mean, you're going to be pretty solid. And I think a lot of people kind of had them near the top, if not, you know, top 2 or 3 in the league, coming back this year. So no, it was a really good win for our program. Really proud of our kids. We played hard. You know, the thing that I like about this group is still a lot of that we can clean up and get better at, which is, that's the exciting part for me. So.
Do you always have, or do you at least at this point have an idea of what kind of the Christmas break holiday looks like when you get that extra practice time? You still got a couple of games here, Friday and Tuesday, before you get to that, you know, time and a little bit of extra practice time before obviously you start the 24 portion of the schedule. Do you already have an idea of what those practices look like, or does it kind of maybe depend on how these next couple of games go?
Oh, it depends. It's a little bit of both. I mean, I have a rough idea in my mind, kind of what we're going to try to do. You know, but honestly, it just depends on the group, and especially with the group we have this year with so many young kids. I think a lot of it, and you know, the thing that's really nice about those break practices is you're not in a constant mode of, you know, game, practice, game, practice, game, practice, like you get once you get the season. So, you know, it's really the only time, extended time, that you really get to focus on you, and you kind of get a focus on how do we make Perry LeCompton better? How do we make our team better? So that's pretty nice. That'll be nice to focus on that. I mean, today, this is our first practice as a whole group, everyone there in over a week, between our tournament last week, and then we had a JV tournament sandwiched in there too. So, honestly, just getting some practice time and, just being able to kind of iron out little things that we've seen over these games. You know, that's going to be probably the main focus. I mean, there's going to be things that pop up over the next couple games, but you know, that's going to happen to every team.
Well, let's talk about the matchup coming up on Friday. Obviously a huge win against Jeff West, that first Big 7 league opponent. You get that first win, doesn't get any easier with the defending champs and Nemaha Central rolling into town on Friday. You know, what do you see from them? Obviously a very physical team and very talented, top 5 in 3A, but what do you got to do specifically to kind of slow them down, give yourselves an opportunity to win that game?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is you can't beat yourself. They are so good on capitalizing on any mistake you make, okay? It can be even the slightest of mistakes where you don't close out correctly, or you just make a bad pass and you put someone else in a bad position. I mean, we gotta have a really, really good game plan, and we gotta have a solid game plan. Like you said, super athletic, super physical. I mean, as I told our guy who was broadcasting the game last night, it's just like the Nemaha Central factory up there. When you think they lose someone, they somehow find a more than adequate replacement, and you're just like, my God. You know how it is. I mean, you've been around. So, listen, they're a really good team. They're really well coached. They do what they do. They're not going to beat themselves. You're going to have to go beat them, which for a really good team, that's hard to do. But, you know, our girls will be up for the challenge. I think we'll have a good plan in place over these next couple of days of practice, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta joining us. They'll get Nemaha Central at home on Friday, and then obviously one more game next week at Royal Valley before the holiday break, couple weeks off, and then back to it January 5th after that against Riverside, but starts Friday against the Thunder. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you in 2024.
Yep, appreciate it. Have a good holidays.